unforgettable once in a lifetime opportunity to come and celebrate fandom to the fullest. Beyond that, we have a purpose of creating a space where people can come and discover new fandoms, discover new communities, celebrate those fandoms with their communities. And I think ultimately, which I think is a really big baseline of where these conventions came from, and so important, even more so today, find a sense of belonging with each other, with like-minded fans, where they can truly feel safe and, as I say, express their passion about their fandom. Because everyone's a fan of something, and we're delighted to be able to provide the platform where people can come and celebrate that.
Right, and it seems like, you know, it's been, overcoming the pandemic and all that and having to work through it. You had these big shows planned, and then things just kind of fell through. What's it like actually being able to be back out there again?
Yeah, I mean, we became really good at canceling shows. that is not what we do. As I say, we're about putting on large-scale, mind-blowing sort of conventions. So it was really challenging. It was challenging because we couldn't fulfill our promise to the fans and we couldn't do what we do. So being back in the groove and feeling such great support from the community and such energy from the community, and that's both our fans, that's of course our exhibitors and the celebrity talent and all the different guests and our staff, all our key partners like Visit Dallas, the Kate Bailey, feeling that energy and excitement about coming back, it's really infectious, and I think you're going to see that really elevating the experience that we're going to see down there on the weekend.
And do you still kind of get your own personal thrill out of these shows?
Oh, for sure. I mean, again, I think that stopgap of not doing it kind of reignited that. For me, it's kind of that 4 or 5 minutes before we're about to open. I mean, there's been such a labor of love. There's so many layers of details because these events are quite complex when you look at the exhibit floor, the layers of programming, the layers of managing, getting people in and out of the city and accommodating them. So when it's all sort of coming together in that 3 minutes, you know, people are lined up and you can feel that energy both from the outside and the inside of the final preparations. It really is electric. I mean, it's a great feeling, and I'm so grateful that we've been able to get back in that groove, and we can't wait to do that again this weekend.
And your show covers, I mean, just about every aspect of fandom and genre that you could possibly think of, and it always has, and y'all do a great job with it. What are some of your favorite fandoms or genres?
Yeah, I mean, look, I definitely get my passion from seeing people celebrate and realize their once-in-a-lifetime experiences, but I'm so pleased that you've seen and that sort of multi-genre approach is coming through to you, because that's what we aim to do. Everyone's a fan of something, and whether it's sci-fi, comics, anime, gaming, horror, and we really look to create an experience where they can immerse themselves in those fandom under one roof. So you can see that reflected in the guest list. I mean, we've got the cast of Dexter at the start. What an incredible get. We cannot wait to present them. And then you jump to the WWE superstars. And again, it's not just your entry level. We're talking The Undertaker. You know, these are the top best of the best. And then a little bit of nostalgia in there with Brendan Fraser, who, of course, is having an incredible comeback as well, and is in some current fantastic titles. And then we've also managed to get all four Hobbits to come back and reunite in Dallas. So that's sort of scratching the surface at what you've said, as sort of a multi-genre approach to events. So we're really providing everyone, regardless of what you want to celebrate, a way to immerse yourself in a fandom, and also providing people with the opportunity to experience new fandoms. So if you come in as a comics fan, you can maybe leave as a sci-fi fan too.
And then, of course, you know, you've got these great guests and all. What other, I guess, new types of events and things do y'all have to offer this year?
Well, I mean, we've always got to just highlight the shopping. People love to come to shop, and I think we create such an incredible marketplace for people to do just that. Within our artist alley, there's hundreds of visual and sort of crafting artists that are making unique, one-of-a-kind items. And then we have a huge show floor of people that are selling comics, collectibles, you know, true treasure trove of items that that you can discover and get bragging rights for when you go back to the office or back to school for these cool things that you've picked up. It is Father's Day, of course, so we're excited to celebrate all the dads. We see so many families coming to this event because there's lots of interactive programming, and families can celebrate together by dressing up in the same theme of costumes, etc. So we're excited to celebrate the dads on Father's Day. We have some activities and panels and a few secret surprises so everyone can come down and celebrate as a family. We also have the HQ stage. So this is a new sort of multi-platform central stage where we have musicians, unique performers, there's trivia, karaoke, and all sorts of things. So it's a nice central area where people can come and congregate and just take, you know, have a seat and enjoy some fantastic entertainment, all again within this one big roof of a true pop culture celebration.
And it's neat to see, I've been covering your show for, I don't know, it's probably been a good, going on almost 10 years now, and it's neat to see just how much your show has evolved over the years. I started out taking my family when I was covering the show, and, you know, they got really involved in it. It was our first convention ever that we'd gone to, and the kids' events that you had, you know, it was a room with some coloring activities, and some people came in, and it's amazing to see just how much that show has blown up and just how much there is to offer now. There's something going on, it seems like, at every aspect of the day throughout it.
Well, that's what we want to do. We want to, I mean, this only happens once a year, and it only happens once a year on this sort of scale. So we want people to come. We want you to grab a hotel room and really immerse yourself in the whole weekend. And that means, you know, getting that weekend pass, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We have parties that go on into the evening. And there's just so much to see and do that you truly can fill a jam-packed weekend with the event. And look, we're delighted too by the energy and momentum of the event. And that really only happens because we have an incredible community of fans that support us. And of course, the city too. I mean, it's so important that these sort of signature events for the city are coming back and coming back strong. We sell hotel rooms, we direct people to restaurants. So it's just so important on all of these levels that we continue to grow and evolve. And I think, from what I'm seeing, I think we may see this event take another step in its maturity. I mean, we have some incredible partnerships this year. The Whatnot partnership, where they're offering sort of some online opportunities for people that can't necessarily make the show. They have the most beautiful footprint at the event. Right down, they have like a human claw where you can go and they strap you in, and you're like a human claw to go and get those, you know, see what you can grab in 1 second or whatever. So again, lots of interactive, unique experiences that I think, as you've said, you know, within the years that we've been bringing this event have really elevated, and I think we'll see the next level again this weekend.
Well, Andrew, I thank you a lot for taking the opportunity and time to speak with me today, and I really look forward to your show this weekend.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for your support. We do greatly appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing you down there.